Greetings, Today with a Techie listeners. Today's episode is based on my short text article, The Joys of Skitty Baiting. Skitty baiting, or script kitty baiting, is the art of luring people with malevolent intentions into doing malevolence to themselves before they do it to you. Think of it as being sort of like a honeypot, but geared more just towards personal entertainment value than research. Sometimes folks are feeling mean-spirited, maybe because they've were not given enough love as a child, or perhaps they were given the wrong type of love. I was feeling this way a few weeks back, so I made the following post on the front page of my site. Two quick updates. First, I've put up a form, and I go on and list the forms URL, so I can show how to crack MD5 hashes and why it's a bad idea to use the same password every place. Please feel free to sign up, but keep in mind that I will use you as a test example for password cracking. Also, for those interested in DOSing my site or trying exploits on it, please feel free to attack the hostname hackme.irongeek.com. Enjoy. This quick post on my front page of my website got a few hits, and I also mentioned hackme.irongeek.com on, I believe, the last episode of Twat that I did. Did I really set up a test box for people to DOS my site? A denial of service attack? Nope. What I had done is made a DNS entry for hackme.irongeek.com that points back to 127.0.0.1. Hairu from Benrev pointed out that it would be better if I used something a little less obvious, so I switched it to 127.13.43.22 later on. I must admit, I got the idea from having read a story about two folks chatting in IRC, and one person threatens to boot the owner off if only he was brave enough to give him his IP address. Well, the would-be attackee told the attacker that his IP address was the local loopback, 127.0.0.1. For those that don't know, 127.anything.anything.anything is a local loopback. Check out its Wikipedia entry for more details. On most systems, it is used when the machine wants to talk to itself. For instance, the local X server wants to talk to one of the X applications, or for testing IP applications before making them available on an outfacing interface. For instance, if you want to test out a web application but don't want to make it public yet, you might very well use the local loopback. If you have a web server running on your local computer, try web surfing to http://127.0.0.1, or if you're running MS Windows with file sharing services turned on, try file:// all those with forward slashes, /127.0.0.1, and you should see what I mean. Long story short, when someone tried to DOS or compromise hackme.irongeek.com, they would be DOSing or compromising themselves. This led to all sorts of hilarity on my forums. The URL for the specific thread is irongeek.com/forum/viewtopic.php?t=3. Read through that if you get a chance. I have to believe the main guy in question was just playing along and was in on the joke, but here are some of the choice quotes he posted to my website. Quote, "I'm hitting this box with everything I've got. It seems to be locked down pretty tight, but I think I've found a way in now. He's running Linux, in fact, Ubuntu, just as I am, so that's giving me an edge. Wonder if I'll just do an rm-rf/ right away, or something more sophisticated, like slowly corrupting the files on the drive." And then later on, another quote. "Thanks. I've set a cron job to start overwriting the files with /dev/uram exactly 12 tomorrow. Muhahaha." End quote. And of course, the inevitable final post that he made to that thread, more or less. Quote, "Hmm, Iron Geek, I thought you said I could hack your box. Mere seconds before the cron job was to start, I suddenly couldn't log into my own box anymore. Did you hack me in return? That's pretty low. All my files are gone, too. Please, if you have them, restore them. I've got tons of memories in there. I'm sorry I mocked you. I'll do anything you want if you can restore my computer. I freely admit you're a much greater hacker than me. Just restore the files, okay? Let's call it quits. I don't want to have to bring the law into this. So how will it be?" End quote. I feel a little bad about it now. Sort of. I could set this sort of thing up because I control the DNS entries for the irongeek.com domain. But you could also pull off the same kind of thing by using a dynamic DNS service provider like dynadns.com if you don't have your own domain that you control. All it is a simple A record for mapping a host name to an IP address. If you are feeling really mean-spirited, you can do a DNS entry for your domain that actually points to an IP address on the network of either the FBI, CIA, or perhaps NSA, but perhaps that's going over the top. I asked on VinRev if anybody had any other good ideas for skiddy baiting, and Tokachu came up with a pretty good one. Try adding redirects to shock sites like GoatCX, Lemon Party, or TubGirl to your robots.txt file. For those that don't know what the robots.txt file is, check out its Wikipedia entry. Robots.txt is a text file that can be put at the root of a web server that the webmaster will use to specify parts of the site that don't want to be indexed by search engines like Google and Yahoo when they come by to spider the site. This is assuming, of course, that the spider honors the robots.txt file. Since the robots.txt file lists parts of the site that the webmaster does not want to be indexed, attackers know that there may be some interesting information in these locations and so will deliberately request robots.txt to look for hidden goodies. For an example of a robots.txt file, go to google.com and put a slash robots.txt at the end. For a great list of shock sites, visit the Wikipedia entry, which I'll have linked hopefully in the show notes. If you have any other ideas for messing with skiddies, please email them to me. I'd love to hear your ideas. Shouts go out to the Infomonicon.org group, hacklouisville.com, and all the folks at the paul.com security podcast.